Please look at the mural. You can see what you just heard. On the second Sunday of Lent, the Church places before us the transfiguration of Jesus Christ, the encouragement of the Apostle Paul, and the call of Abraham, our father in faith. Now, the call of Abraham was a call to depart. Abraham was invited to go forth from the land of his father and from all of the comforts of home. He was invited to depart from the house of his father so that he could become the father of many nations. Abraham would receive the divine blessing, and through Abraham, the divine blessing would be received by the whole world. He is blessed so that he may bless. Abraham received the invitation. He responded in obedience. Abraham received the blessing of God and became the agent of divine blessing. Now, St. Paul encouraged Timothy, and he encourages us to endure our share of sufferings for the sake of the gospel. Paul echoes the invitation of Jesus Christ and calls each of the disciples of the Lord to a holy life. It is to this life of holiness that the Lord has called us. It is for this life of holiness that the Lord has destined us and equipped us by his grace. Because before the call of Abraham and before the foundation of the world, God was preparing to bestow his grace, that is, his life and his love, on us in Christ Jesus. God's invitation and God's promise and God's power are given to us even before we say yes. For we have been loved enough and trusted enough to receive the invitation of God. Please look at the mural again. The transfiguration of the Lord Jesus is an invitation to draw near. Look at Peter, James, and John. They were invited up a high mountain by the Lord Jesus. And there the three disciples saw the glory of the only Son of God. Jesus Christ was transfigured before them. Look up at Jesus. They looked upon the face of a man, and they saw the face of the eternal God. In the transfigured glory of Christ, the disciples saw Moses and Elijah, and so do we. You can see Moses and Elijah. They saw the law and the prophets with him who is the fulfillment of all law and all prophecy. They heard the voice of the Father declaring the identity of his Son. Earlier in the Gospel, Peter had proclaimed the identity of Jesus in faith. Now the voice of the Father announces the identity of Jesus in fact. The three disciples had been invited up a high mountain. They had entered into the holy presence of the Most Holy God. But they could not remain there. Peter wanted to build three tents on the mountaintop. He wanted to stay there, but they could not remain on the mountaintop. The three tents could not hold the divine presence and the presence of the law and the prophets and the Savior of the world. The transfiguration was a moment of encouragement and consolation for the disciples in anticipation of the suffering of the servant in Jerusalem. It was a gift to them in anticipation of the greatest gift, which is the resurrection. The Lord Jesus called them from their vision of glory and told them not to be afraid. He invited them to give up their fear and their comfort and on the mountain and to be consoled by Jesus alone. Three tents on a high mountain could not hold the divine presence. But three crosses on a low mountain would. There the Son of God would offer the perfect response in obedience to the invitation of the Father. We were given the grace of the invitation in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. We make our response of obedience to the Father in Christ Jesus in each and every moment of our lives. Through Him and with Him and in Him, we respond to God's invitation. Now, the Lord Jesus did not invite us to a high mountain today, but to our parish church. And yet, in our midst, the words of the prophets and the precepts of the law are announced. The voice of a man will speak with the power of the Son of God, and veiled in the simple gifts that only faith can recognize, Jesus Christ is made present to us. The Lord has invited us. We are responding in obedience. Here we receive the word of consolation. Here we receive the word of divine promise. Here we proclaim with Peter, Lord, it is good that we are here. Amen.